Hi.
Welcome to Life as a Melody with Patricia Danielli and Rich Greenwood. Each week, we will feature inside information about the music business, the creative process, and marketing and technology that helps connect fans with music. Drawing on more than 20 years of music training and performance experience, Patricia Danielli will share details about her musical career, her original music, and the creative process for how songs happen. As a virtuoso who both sings and plays many instruments and has experience that ranges from performing at Carnegie Hall to the Caribbean in Europe, Patricia has much to share as a composer, performer, and producer. Rich Greenwood, who as a journalist, marketing writer, photographer, and videographer, has worked with some of the most powerful brands on earth, including Apple, Google, B of A, Pizza Hut, and more. Rich and Patricia will talk about how they are building Patricia's brand in the music industry and how you can use these tools to further your business and music careers. Each week, Patricia and Rich will interview music and business experts on what works and why. Each week will be an example of how Life as a Melody is played. Well, welcome to the show, everyone. Thank you very much for tuning in. We've got an action-packed show ready for you today. Highlights include fashion notes, music news. We're going to be talking about branding. We've got an absolutely great special guest, Reggie Stevens. We're going to be talking about do's and don'ts in the business and music making. So let's get right into it. Our first segment is going to be on fashion notes. Now, you know, it's really, really important to have the right look, and Tricia, you're an expert on that, and we're going to be talking just a little bit about why fashion is important, how it's changed over the years, and what's going on now.
All right. Hello. It's my favorite subject, one of them. Love fashion. Love to be talking about this. It's actually really important, you know, like how you look as an artist and how you project yourself. And a lot of artists have several different looks, you know, throughout their career. And it's all really important. So I think there's been a few times where I've actually, like, changed my look. And, you know, within the modeling industry, and, you know, it can be very hard to like, rebrand yourself or, you know, with a certain image, but it's also really important because it shows how versatile you are. So over the years, I've worked as a, you know, swimwear model to, you know, working with, you know, West Coast Leather with Skip Paz and, you know, the leather, you know, the good look of leather and everything, and just a lot of different looks. So,
sure.
And, you know, Rich is very, very knowledgeable about this business as well. So, you know.
So let's talk about that a little bit, Tricia. You know, one of the things that has been interesting in the last few months, because we worked together on a couple of events, and it's been really exciting, not just to pick out a specific look for a season, but even for a particular show. We recently had a show in L.A., and, you know, for every particular show, you want to make sure that you have the right look. You want to make sure that it's not too much, you're not dressing too much, too much down. And I think we've been pretty lucky to hit it pretty much right on the head. Let's talk about that just a little bit. Like when we were playing that show in Northridge, you were sporting some jeans, some heels, and a nice black sweater, and I thought that really looked well. Tell us a little bit about choosing look for that show.
I mean, I think it's very classy. I like to go towards the elegant, timeless, you know, look as much as I can. There's always, like, this stuff where you have to be trendy and hip and, you know, there's crazy stuff. Sometimes you have to have crazy makeup on or, you know, just whatever, but I really like the timeless pieces that I've worn and stuff that I can look at, you know, years later and just be like, yeah, that held up. It's really, you know, solid and, you know.
Wow, that's great. That's great stuff. And folks, when you're listening to the show, and again, please make sure to friend us on Facebook. It's facebook.com. Life is a Melody, and we're proud to be part of the Easy Way Broadcasting Network. And make sure to friend Easy, that's E-Z, Way Broadcasting. Look for that on Facebook. And also, you know, sometimes a song helps dictate where we're going. We recently worked on some video shots for one of your songs, Dance With Me. And tell us about how you picked out some of the outfits for that particular video, Patricia.
That one was like really fun for me because I got to pull together a lot of my favorite different looks, like from around the world. I guess I've had a lot of pieces from that I've collected and stuff. And it just kind of, it's like trying to bring in, you know, like a princess, like Egyptian princess, a little bit of Cleopatra look, a little bit of a lot of, you know, Indian jewelry, a lot of long skirts and gold and other colorful things. That's the stuff I love. That's just like being a little girl and playing dress up, just like, you know, I used to do when I was like 4 or 5 and 6 and all those years. It's so funny because I look back at, you know, pictures when I was a little kid and stuff, and I'm doing the same thing that I'm doing right now. It's just like,
wow,
the same.
Wow. Well, and you know, that kind of gets to another thing about the fact that, you know, when it comes to the music business and fashion, there's two things about what you just said that are really interesting. One is that, you know, as we mentioned in our first show, you know, music has been a lifetime love for you, and it's been something you've been involved with. And also, what I hear in your voice now and in some of the anecdotes you're sharing, you know, it's fun. You know, folks, if you're in the music business or thinking about being in the music business, one of the things that's really important for you to remember is, you know, it's got to be you, it's got to feel right for you, and it's got to be fun, right?
Yeah, you know what, I want to talk about another issue, too. I mean, just being a model and a singer, songwriter, musician, and everything else, I think the biggest challenge I've had is people telling me you can't be both, and people saying, like, you know, basically judging me from some bikini pictures or whatever from this company I've worked with for years and went overseas with and just did a lot of calendars and stuff like that, magazines. You know, people will judge you because they see you one way and it's like they can't open their mind or believe that you can be anything else. So I think that's a huge challenge for artists, and I know other, you know, girls that I modeled with who obviously had other talents, and they went and, you know, pursued their things too, like DJing and stuff like that. And it's really hard. I mean, it can be hard to, like, break away from that image that everyone wants to hold you to. So you're not just your photo. You know, it's so much more. I mean, you have to prove that to people over and over again. So, I mean,
that is so important, Trisha. Let me just affirm that for a second. Folks, if you're listening in, if you're thinking about that you've got some limitations because of your appearance, either that you're seen as a model or that you're not seen as a model, quite frankly, that you can make choices about what you want to do. Is that what I'm hearing, Trisha?
Absolutely. I mean, you know, people are going to judge you for anything and everything you've ever done anyway. So if it's modeling, it's just another thing. And they just have, you know, your look that they've seen to judge you with. But, you know, I just
awesome.
Keep on. I don't let them tell me, you know, you can't do this because you did that. It's just stupid. What do you think about that? I mean, people listen,
oh,
you know,
so
let me know. Call in if you want, you know, and and tell me, you know, because I'm sure it happens to other people, especially females in this industry.
Boy, that's so important, Tricia. And you know, we want to be about, you know, including people. And in fact, you know, we're talking about fashion. We even mentioned Skip Pass. We've got him on the line right now. Let's bring Skip on so he can talk a little bit about his experience styling artists and how he feels it's so important. Skip, can you share with us some of this information?
This is the engineer for Easy Way Broadcasting. Don't know who Skip is. Which number is that?
Oh,
Cook,
that's 415. That's a 415 number. I'm sorry. Thank you so much. Yeah. You want to pick him on the 415 number. Thank you so much.
He's online. Go ahead.
Hey, Richard. How are you today?
Skip, I've also got Tricia on the line, and we're talking a little bit about fashion, and we even mentioned West Coast leather.
Awesome. So what's the discussion
Skip,
about today?
So, Skip, you and I have known each other for a little while, and folks, I want to tell you a little bit about Skip Pass. Skip Pass and I have known each other for years. He's an amazing person. He's an amazing artist and business owner, and he has a long history of working in the fashion industry, and particularly working with some amazing music artists. Skip, tell us a little bit about some of the artists in the music business that you've worked with and how you helped style them.
Well, it's a long career when you go 26 years in the leather business, and now I'm 10 years the owner of West Coast Leather and the fashion director. So we've worked with so many great people. Neil Sean is one of them, who just had a pay-per-view wedding for probably $100 million deal. I'm not sure if it was HBO, but he just got married at the Palace of Fine Arts. And before I owned West Coast Leather, I was the general manager and assistant to the designer for North Beach Leather, which was a $20 million a year business and very famous internationally. And Neil would come in with different wives or girlfriends over the years, and he bought many, many, many really cool pieces from us. And he's having, you know, amazing career in the music business. I would say he's one of our top customers. We haven't seen him for a few years. John Bon Jovi came into our store for the cover of a Rolling Stone magazine, probably 1995. That was pretty cool. We had some leather pants for him and a leather shirt, and pants were a little small, so the shirt was over the pants. So even a rock and roller can gain a pound, I guess, or two. So,
Skip, tell us just for real briefly, because we got a big packed show. Want to make sure we get to all the segments. So tell us real briefly, when you style an artist, because this is, we want to make sure that we're always giving useful information to the listeners of the show. When you style an artist, what's the key thing for you when you style them? What's something that you tell them? What's something you tell them to do or maybe not to do?
It's in my tagline, Rich. We want to treat every customer like a rock star. So it relates to, you know, we're not standing in the mirror with the client, whether it's, you know, somebody from Silicon Valley or, you know, the tech world. So we want to treat you like, you know, when you put your sunglasses on and you walk out the door, you look like a model. You look like a rock star. So that's the whole ingredient. We want them to look amazing, and we do not settle for, you know, 90%.
Nice.
We go the extra yard or two to cater to what the client wants. We make individual pieces for most customers. Will come in the store and buy a few pieces, and then we'll make a piece that you know, signifies what they really are about.
Nice.
In very fitted leather, as Trish can tell you, she's one of the beauties that when she puts on a piece of leather, there could be a couple car accidents around if anybody's walking into a pole, something like that could happen. Which did happen once in Chicago when I dressed models for Oprah Winfrey. There was a car accident from a model on Michigan Avenue. And this was this was way back. This is like 87, and the show segment was What Men Want Women to Wear, which was okay at the time, but it was one of her highest rated shows ever. And I don't know if you could find it online or Google it, but it was Versace, Escada, North Beach Leather, and someone else, and we won for who I dressed. So, you know, you got to make it entertaining, exciting, dramatic, and sexy. And guys, clothes. We had a customer in yesterday in our new location in the Castro at 400 Castro in the former Diesel location. And this guy looked like a male gigolo. He's a rock and roll singer. I can't say his name. And super handsome. And he says, I want to look sexy. I know I'm coming here. And he spent a lot of money, and he got a lot of nice clothes.
Nice.
I have a question for you.
Sure.
So how do you select a model, and what do they have to have? And what do you look for in your models? I mean,
we don't look for anything especially exactly specific. We try to use different models so that the clients can see, you know, what they might look like. So we've used so many different ethnics, backgrounds. We've had, you know, Vietnamese, Chinese, Korean, black, white, Hispanic, Latin, dark hair, blonde, short. It's all about diversity, really.
I love that.
Normally, they're smaller size, 0-24.
Yep.
But we have shoot 8s. We've shot plus models. We've shot models in their 30s and their 40s who look 20. So even age, with the way people are take care of themselves, you could never know a 40-year-old woman maybe is not 25. So it's pretty hard to say, but I'd say just not anything specific other than, you know, someone where you can see their beauty.
Thank you. Thank you very much for coming on. And,
sure.
We look for more things with you and West Coast Leather. We're going to skip to a commercial real quick. And when we get back, we'll hit some more topics.
Okay, we'll talk to you guys later. Thank you.
Thank you, Skip.
Right. Since 2003, Skip Pass, design director of West Coast Leather, has been creating beautiful new leather collections. Working with television, movies, and magazine features, Skip is the designer to the stars for leather fashion today. West Coast Leather selects only the highest grade of leather. This ensures that each piece of clothing feels as soft as silk to the touch, is light to wear and move about, and durable enough to last a lifetime. This is one of the key reasons why West Coast Leather is known for the finest quality leather clothing in the world. West Coast Leather creates new collections each season and continues to push the envelope on leather design, from sexy corsetry to military styles and riding jackets, raw edge washed leather with exotic inlays, eco-friendly leathers, as well as the inclusion of amazing silver hardware. There is no limit to where West Coast Leather can take leather design. To get your leather fix for 2014, go to westcoastleather.com or visit them in San Francisco at 290 Sutter Street or 400 Castro Street, or call 415-362-8300.
Nice. Well, welcome back to Life as a Melody. And once again, this is with Rich Greenwood and Patricia Danielli. And we want to encourage you to make sure to friend our Facebook page at facebook.com/lifeasamelody. And we're part of the Easy Way Broadcasting Network. Make sure to Google Easy Way Broadcasting. There's a million different links going on, but make sure to friend them on Facebook. There's a lot going on with Easy, and we are completely enthralled to be part of this growing network. A lot of stuff going on. You know,
we got Reggie Stevens coming on next, and he's very successful in sports and music. Very excited to have him on, so stay tuned. Richard's going to talk to us about branding. So what do you have to say about branding an artist?
Well, thank you. So branding is really, really, really important. You know, Patricia, when we started working together, that's one of the things that we focused on is branding. Branding is important for a lot of reasons, folks. One of the reasons why is we live in an age where a million different choices are one click away. You know, if you're a music artist or if you're in any business, anything that you do has to stand out. And so one of the things that you know, Patricia and I have tried to do with her look is to create a look that is unique both to her and speaks to her music. And we'll get to more about that in just a second, but I'd like to bring on Mel Lindstrom. He's the other 415 number, 415-979-934. So if we could bring Mel on, because Mel and I have been working together for about 20 years, and Mel is an incredible expert in the area of branding as a photographer, as a videographer, as a business owner. Mel has excelled for many years in working with thousands of different people to try to create their unique brand, and he's also worked with some amazing artists in the music business. Good morning, Mel.
Good morning, Rich. Thanks for having me on. Really appreciate it.
Mel, tell us a little bit about a few of the folks that you've worked with over the years in the music business and how you helped them create a unique brand.
Well, quite a few in the local Bay Area, people that we all know from the local scenes, like Chris Isaak and Sammy Hagar and people like that. But I've also worked with people outside the local area, like Destiny's Child back when they were a group, and Pink, and other people along those lines. But branding itself is really important, and since you asked, I will go ahead and give my opinion here, because I truly believe that there is a vast difference between visual branding and the music branding. What I mean by that is this. Every musician has their own style of music. Every successful musician is recognizable for that style. You choose the musicians that you like the best, and you'll see that their songs represent a certain style. It's pop, blues, it's whatever it is, but there's a style to that music, and that's what you appreciate. Now, that is the auditory branding and the musical branding because they have that style. But when it comes to selling that music in magazines and other printed form, you can't play the music. You have to choose a visual style, something that represents who and what you are, something that when other people look at that, they see just the same type of consistency, not necessarily the same type equal to the music, but same type of consistency from one visual part of the branding to the next. So they
now
recognize you in the style there.
Now, let me ask you a quick question about
sure.
that. When you worked with Pink, it was early in her career. What was something that you did? What was something that you did specific with that particular shoot that helped to create a particular look for her at that time?
Well, that's a good question too, because when you reach a certain level, people are coming to you as a photographer, which is what I do, because they already recognize your style and they want something to do with your style. Back then I was doing something that I called a new art style. It was very artistic looking. It was kind of a cross between a colorized black and white and just a very kind of a dreamy look, let's say. So since they came to me for that look, that's what we ended up doing. And we shot out in the desert outside of Las Vegas, and we shot on the coast outside of Santa Cruz. And we kind of knew what we were doing because they came to me for that style. So it was outdoor location shots. We basically used the scenery. The place that we shot out in the desert had very unusual rocks, And so we were shooting with those cool rock formations,
mm-hmm.
and then we were also shooting with cool shell formations and coastal formations in the beach shots over by Santa Cruz.
Nice.
But I think, I think the key was just working together on the look.
Now, what was one of the craziest branding shoots that you can remember recently that you were part of?
Craziest branding shoots, gosh.
Most unusual.
I don't.
Or
you kind of put me on the spot there because.
How about just a quick story from Burning Man? How's that?
Burning Man is cool. Burning Man is wonderful because it's a lot of artwork out there, and so I go to Burning Man not to be a participant in the experience with in any other way but visually, because there's so many other artists out there, so I go to photograph what the other artists create.
Now, one of the things that I want to make sure that people have is contact information for you. So, folks, again, Mel Lindstrom is just a fantastic visual branding expert. And so should they go to mellindstrom.com to get more information?
It's actually Mel Photo. It's very simple. It's just melphoto.com.
You got it.
Mel,
thank you again for being a part of this show. We look forward to hearing more from you. We'll bring you back in the series as you go. Let us know when you're working with somebody so that we can come and tell their success story, okay?
Sure, gladly, anytime.
And, folks, we're gonna go to a commercial real quick, and then we're going to come back with our special guest, Reggie Stevens. Don't go away.
Having technical difficulties, everybody. Give us 1 second. Commercial will be here in a sec. Rich, keep talking. We'll have the commercial for you in a second.
Sure. And folks, again, there's the Life as a Melody. Link us to us on Facebook at facebook.com/Life as a Melody. We're here to share information about the music business, about how it works, the creative process, and give you as much useful information as possible. And again, we're part of the Easy Way Broadcasting Network, which is transforming how people link business and music to actual situations. And,
hi, I'm Charles D. Watkins of HavanaWatches.com. Our watches are the highest quality for a great price. HavanaWatches.com offers a range of models, including chronographs, mechanical, silicone plastic, and in tungsten steel. HavanaWatches.com provides stylish features. Our top-to-bottom 1-year warranty is one of the best in the industry. All of our models come to you in custom-designed wooden gift boxes. We have both Swiss and international design models. HavanaWatches.com. Fine watches exclusively for you.
All right, we're back, and we're ready to bring on our very special guest. I'd like to tell you a little bit about him. He's made history in sports and music. He played in the NFL for the New York Giants. He was signed as a rapper known as Famous, a.k.a. FMZ. And he is the founding member of his own label, Cruzmatic, based out of Santa Cruz, California. And his name is Reggie Stevens. And he's got some... Lots of knowledge on music industry, from being signed as an artist to starting up his own independent thing. So we're going to talk about that today. How you doing, Reggie?
I'm doing good. How you doing? How you guys doing?
Really good. Really excited to have you on today.
I'm excited to be on. Congratulations on this show.
Cool. Yeah, we were talking about, you know, the importance of... you know, being able to, like, drive your own car. This is, you know, our business. Obviously, it's our art. And I'm playing some of your videos, too. You got some great videos up on YouTube. I was listening to Today, California Grown. Right now, I got Party Don't Stop. I love it. But, yeah, if you want to, you know, tell the listeners maybe some things or two. But first of all, I want to know, like, how did you end up, you know, from football to music? I mean, could you tell us a little bit about your history there?
Yeah, that's always a question. first of all, you know, I played high school football and college, junior college here in Santa Cruz at Cabrillo, and then went from there to Rutgers University in New Jersey, and then that's where, you know, obviously I got the scholarship, and then I walked on with the New York Giants. But, you know, during all this time, I've always been doing music. Music is always, like, my first passion. Football was something that I was blessed with. God gave me a talent, you know, to go out there and do. And then that, you know, trickulated into me playing football with the Giants for 4 years, went to a Super Bowl in 2000. We lost to the Ravens, and then the NFL career started kind of going a little bit bumpy. And then once I transitioned out of that into the Nashville Cats, where Tim McGraw was a minority owner over in Tennessee, I signed there with the hopes of, you know, getting a record deal. And then it actually happened, you know. And so that's kind of like how this whole thing, the transition from football to music came about. A friend of mine, David Huff, that was one of Tim McGraw's and Faith Hill's producers, he signed me in 2007. So that's how I ended up in L.A. and doing the whole music thing. And now, you know, I learned through the trials and tribulations of that to creating my own label. So that's how all that went about.
Wow, cool. That's like, you know, that's like so many people's dreams, you know, like sports industry, one extremely hard, you know, bumpy, you know, place to be, and then music industry. I mean, it's like two fantasies, you know.
Yeah, it was an amazing moment, you know what I mean? But it's, yeah. Nothing's been given to me, you know, even with the NFL. You know, a lot of people, you know, I was listening to your show earlier, and you made a good point about, you know, you being, you know, if you're a model and then you want to be a singer, like, how can you do both? You know, I went through the same thing with that, you know, fighting, you know, oh, you're a football player and you're a rapper, you know, but, you know, at the end of the day, I always kind of, you know, correct people. No, I'm not a rapper, I'm a businessman. So, mm-hmm. you know, that I have the talent to obviously play a sport is one thing. And then that I have the business sense to go and run, you know, my own empire, with, which is music or clothing or whatever it may be. And music was my first love. But, you know, a lot of people never, you know, take the chance to get to know who the artist is or the model or the athlete or whatever and see what else they can do. And the reason I talk on that subject is because I remember when I was in Tennessee, I ran into Tim McGraw. I actually met him, shook his hand the whole nine. And, you know, I asked him, like, you know, were you always into music? And he goes, no, I was a baseball player. You know, and Nelly was a best baseball player. You know, either one of them probably could have played baseball and went on to the pros and played in the pros, but then how would that look? Tim McGraw as a baseball player, Nelly as a baseball player. But those are the things that kind of kept me driving and doing my dream. And so, you know, I always kind of mention that, you know, in interviews that, you know, when people check out what other people can do, they'd be surprised that, you know, you can do more than one thing, you know. And so if anybody's out there listening, you know, do as many things as you can, because God gives you plenty of, you know, talents, and you need to definitely try to use them and not let them, you know, go to waste.
Man, I love that so much. That was really good, because I even need to tell myself that every day. I have so many people saying, you can only do this, you can only do that, and it's really mm-hmm. like we all come back to our first passion or our first love, which was music, but we have other talents and stuff, and you know, these other careers teach us a whole lot of other things, you know. I mean, it's
right.
only a positive. So
right.
I'm glad that we could talk about that. So you also talked about, I mean, one time we were talking, you know, about some things in music, and, you know, you're kind of like a mentor to me or whatever. Like, we worked on a video together, and I was
right.
really be a part of that, and in one of our conversations, I remember you talked about just the importance of showing up and just being there, and you know, like, that's like the key to being at the right place at the right time and doing the right thing. So
correct.
Yeah, how do you want to explain to the listeners, you know,
why
it's important to show up?
I would explain to the listeners, you know, a lot of times in life, you know, like, you get up in the morning and you're very tired and go, man, you know what, I'm not going to do that workout, or I'm not going to do that today, and I skip it, you know what I mean? So that's the only way I can kind of put it to where people understand it, is like something that, you know, it's hard, or you get beat down from it, and I think that's what makes people skip days or take days off or whatever the situation is. But, you know, when I look at my life, you know, with the NFL, all I did was show up, and I'm going to be honest. You know, I had a talent, and I was able to do some of the things that I needed to do with my talents, and a lot of it had to be, you know, me showing up. So what I mean by in the music industry, you meet so many people when they just say, hey, you know, I want to do an interview, or I want to do this, or, you know, and it may be you got to go out of your way to make it happen. But you never know who's going to be there. You never know who's watching. You never know what contacts you're going to make. And it all boils down to you showing up. And that's kind of like what the, you know, what I mean by that. You know, like all of a sudden, you know, like you came down to the video, and the next thing you know, you meet more people. And the next thing you know, our relationship becomes stronger. I know there was another girl that I invited down. Her name was Flo. She's an artist from San Francisco. And the next thing you know, you meet her, and, you know, and then people start to meet because it's a part of networking. And in our industry, if you don't network and you just sit on your hands and don't do anything, then nothing's going to happen for you. You know, no one's going to go out and just do it for Trisha or do it for Reggie. We got to basically do it for ourselves. So that's kind of like the situation that we have to kind of take the bull by the horns and do it ourselves. That's what I mean by showing up, because there's a lot of people that won't show up. You know, they'll talk about it, but then they'll be like, something happened, or this happened, and they miss an opportunity. So that's what happens when I mean by that.
That's right. Yeah, I mean, sometimes, you know, you can be at a gig or a shoot or something, and there could be five people there, but one of those people becomes key to your whole journey. So I really like that. Yeah, maybe, you know, so maybe we'll talk about, like, some of these, I guess there's, you know, so-called setbacks and stuff like that. I mean, there's things that happen, you know, and it kind of take us off our path, or, you know, where we're not really, you know, driving our career like we should be the right way. I just wanted to ask you maybe to tell the listeners, what are the biggest mistakes that you think independent artists make?
I think the biggest mistake that independent artists make is they wait on other people to do stuff for them. They have to be proactive. They got to go out and do it themselves. I remember, you know, before I was working and I was doing things before I got signed, and then I got signed, you know, in 2007 to World Jam Koch. You know, it was a big deal. You know, I had Bon Jovi on the record. You know, I was able to use his Uplifted sample, Bad Name. I had DJ Unk on my record. He had the big song Walk It Out. I had also E-40, you know, big rapper from the Bay Area, and I had Bun B, a big rapper from Texas, on my album. But I watched everything, like, unfold in my face. Like, you know, I put it in the label's hands to make me this big superstar rapper or whatever it was going to be. And, you know, I kind of stopped working once I signed. But, you know, they allowed me to stop working, you know what I mean? I tried to work, and they go, no, we'll handle it. And this will, you know, and I just watched so many people drop the ball. And that was probably the best thing that ever happened to me, because they had my career in their hands. And, you know, I'd rather have my own career in my own hands, because I trust my hands than I trust somebody else's hands. And I think that, you know, that is the reasoning of, you know, the smarts that I got. You know, I'm not going to sit here and tell you I'm the smartest man in the world, or I just learned through experience through everything. And that's what made me smarter. But I think a lot of the time with these artists, they have to take control of their own career. They got to trademark their name. They got to create their brand. They got to take care of paperwork. You know, a lot of paperwork is where a lot of artists, you know, lose out. You know, you get a song, you put it out, you didn't do the paperwork, you didn't do the publishing, you didn't copyright it or trademark, you don't own your name. You know, I can go on and on. I can go on and buy major artists that are on major labels, and they don't own one thing. They don't own anything. They don't even own their name. You know, so that's where I learned that, you know, I think, honestly, independent artists right now are smarter than the major artists, because it's almost like the major artists have parents and, you know, the whole thing around them to take care of them and make sure that they're here and there. And then the independents are like, hey, you're kicked out at 16 years old. Go figure it out on your own. You know what I mean? And that's kind of like how I look at the independents. They're becoming smarter. They're becoming to understanding that they have to build their own brand. They got to be creative to get sponsors. They got to be super creative, because at the end of the day, if you don't have that machine behind you, how are you going to compete with the machine which I mean, you know, when I say the machine is the major record labels, because they have millions of dollars to throw behind an artist like Lady Gaga and make her number one. Now, I'm not taking anything away from Lady Gaga as an artist. You know, she's great, but she probably worked her tail off to get to where she's at. But that's not going to happen for every artist, especially independent artists. So to me, the independent artists, if I go back to your question, the biggest mistakes they make is they don't put their career in their own hands and they don't turn it into a business. And if they're an artist and that's all they can do is be an artist and not handle the business side, then they need to go find someone that can at least handle the X's and O's and dot the T's, you know, or dot the I's, cross the T's, for them to be successful in this business. Because it goes hand in hand. You got to have business and you got to have the artistic side of it. But if you don't have both, then somewhere you're going to lose out and you're going to miss out on some opportunities, or someone's going to take advantage of you, and then that's going to, you know, obviously put you in a situation where you may give up, or, you know, you may keep going. It's just one of those things. But definitely taking their own career in their own hands, that's where they make the mistake.
Yeah, very true. That's very true. All right. I mean, I want to talk about another thing that we mentioned earlier was, like, you were talking about how this is another way you take it into your own hands, but you have to promote yourself. I mean, you know, you're not just an artist, and you're an entrepreneur, you're a business person. You have to promote yourself, and you have to use different ways of cross-promotion. What are some of the things you do as far as, you know, cross-promotion and things that are happening with your artists?
Well, the thing is, the first thing that I do, I learned this from my business partner, John Sago, which is you know, he's my mentor, and he's got a motocross background and a bunch of other things that he's invested in and things of that nature. So I put myself around a bunch of business people and learn business as well as music. But the thing that I learned from him was, you know, when you're dealing with sponsors or dealing with people, everyone tends to ask people for stuff. Like if I go, Trisha, can you do this for me? Can you do this for me? Can you do that? Eventually you're like, yeah, I could do it for you, but then now you're dropping the ball and now you're, you know, putting all your stuff down and saying, okay, well, I'm going to do all this for Reggie, but what's Reggie going to do for me? You know what I mean? Like, you know, I know it has to go back and forth with, you know, two people. I help you, I scratch your back, you scratch my back. But the thing is that my approach in sponsors and businesses and people that I deal with, I always show them what I'm going to do for them. And when I meet them, I talk to them, we see if there's a relationship there, if it works, if there's a chemistry, if it makes sense for me to co-brand with you, with my brand, then it makes sense. But I always show people what I can do for them first and show them my value, you know, what I can bring to the table. And that's how I've been able to be successful in having our own jeans, you know, Groupie Jeans, the Matic Jeans. And now here I am, got Arma Energy, new energy drink, you know, we're working on a water deal, you know, and things of that nature. But I always show people that I'm working with first what I can do for them before I'm going to sit here and just ask you for everything for me, you know. And that's kind of like been my secret to everything. And I think usually some businesses and people know that's different. You know, it's a different model. It takes a lot of my time. It takes a lot of my time because I have to build it from scratch on how this is going to work between Cruisematic and Groupie Jeans or Cruisematic and Arma or Moto Blanket or whoever we're dealing with. It takes a lot of time and effort, just like even with, you know, the directors I work with, Razor, you know, hey, everything that I do is I go into a partnership with people. I don't go into it where I'm just paying you to do this for me. I create a partnership where now I hopefully I can boost your business and bring you more clientele and things like that. And then when I need what I need, then you help me out. And that's what you do when you're an independent, because you're you know, you don't have as much money as a major, so you have to be more creative and the things that you do. And then a lot of it is showing your value. It's not always about money. It's just showing your value and what you can bring to the table.
Right. Yeah, that's what we do. I mean, that's what Rich and I are doing, like building, you know, we're building my plan together. And I've always called it like a barter system kind of. Like I was kind of taught early on that, you know, everybody has certain skills and you can kind of all help each other out, you know, in a way that's beneficial. So it's a good trade. So, I mean, I wanted to tell you, too, you know, the owner of this network is, we got Easy Way Broadcasting. It's E-Z Way Broadcasting. So, it's the host for Roscoe's TV and a partner of Roscoe's Chicken and Waffles Radio TV, and we hope to just keep growing on this network, you know, with this show, and have, you know, other people like you come and share their knowledge.
Nice.
One more thing, you know, before we wrap it up, we'd love having you on the show. Can you, you know, just give us your plugs, you know, tell us about your website and stuff like that. I know you got a single coming out. You got, you know, a album planned, you know, this year and stuff like that.
Yeah,
where
yeah.
do we go find you?
Well, you can find us everything, all our information on cruzmatic.com. That's CRUZMATIK.com. You know, our Instagram is Cruzmatic. Our Twitter is Cruzmatic. Our Facebook is Cruzmatic Music. So that's Facebook.com/Cruzmatic Music, CRUZMATIK MUSIC. And far as that, you know, that's pretty much, you know, all the links. Far as what we have going on, we have two new videos coming out. One is called Clouds. The other one is called Godzilla. The Clouds video features a former NFL linebacker from Santa Cruz, California. He won the Super Bowl last year with the Baltimore Ravens, Brendan Imadagio. And also we have Glenn Allen Hill in that video. He was he won a championship with the New York Yankees. And we have a legendary skater, Keith Meeks. He's in that video on the Clouds. And also it was directed by Craig Comstock and The Razor, which Craig Comstock is a movie director from Santa Cruz. And, you know, he did Chasing Mavericks. He's done a bunch of big movies. He's worked on the 42 movie. And then Godzilla, that video will probably be dropping in February. And Clouds will be dropping in January. And then Godzilla has some people, up-and-coming people that are doing their thing. Obviously, you're in the video. Trisha's in the video with a nice, you know, look. It's a beautiful video. I can't wait to get that video back. And then another artist named Flo, she's in the video. And shouts out to Paradox Hotel in Santa Cruz for, you know, having us come through. So those are some of the things that we have going on. Music-wise, we're going to probably drop an album in April. We don't know the name of the album yet. Our EP is currently out right now on iTunes. It's called Style Trippin' from Cruzmatic. We have shows coming up throughout L.A. here. We're doing a lot of promotion with Armor Energy, which is a new energy drink that's coming out. And, and we're working on our clothing line, Cruzmatic Lifestyle, with Buell. And Buell, for those that don't know who Buell is, he's a wetsuit designer from Santa Cruz, California. Some of his latest stuff, you know, I don't know if you guys seen the new Hunger Games movie. He was the one that designed all the suits and made all the suits in the Hunger Games movie. He's actually from Santa Cruz, and he's one of the top wetsuit designers in the world, but he's also helping Cruzmatic design our up-and-coming clothing line. And along with Jason, you know, the other guy in the group, he's an art graphic artist, and he's going to be designing a lot of art stuff that goes on the shirt. So other than that, we're going to be busy, and we never we always find time to give back to Grind Out Hunger, which is our nonprofit that we work with, you know, helping feed children in any community that we don't want them to go hungry. So we, you know, do a lot of kickback for the nonprofit. So that's another thing that I forgot to mention earlier with, you know, just everything with co-branding. You know, as much as people give to you, you got to find a way to give back. And that's pretty much the secret of, you know, being successful.
Yes. Right on. I love all of that. So stay tuned, everybody, for music, shows, clothing line, energy drink. I love all of that. This is going to be great. Cruzmatic. CRUZMATIK. Thank you. And Cruzmatic can start doing it the easy way, too. And,
for sure. That's not the easy way.
And Rezzy, if you want to stick around for the next segment, we're going to do do's and don'ts in the business of music making. So real quick, we're going to have Rich and myself, and if you want, we can all share one do and one don't about what to do on stage. We're talking about live performance. We're talking about, you know, in front of a lot of people. It's like the moment that counts. What you do,
right.
What do you don't do. So let's see. Rich, what do you want to share? Like, what's a do?
Sure. Well, again, I just want to briefly say, Rezzy, what a fantastic segment that was. That was just absolutely amazing, and Trisha did a great interview job on that. So in terms of on stage, one great to-do is to use the classic technique of finding three people
in the audience to connect with, make eye contact with. One on the left, one on the right, one on the middle, and play to those people. So that's one thing to do. And one thing not to do is to assume that they're all into you, you know, on stage. You gotta make sure that they love you. You know, you can't just assume. So that's
all right.
A do and don't.
Rezzy, what do you got? One do, one don't.
My do is do a sound check, no matter what. And then my don't is don't come there high and drunk and make a fool of yourself.
Wow.
Because you never know who's watching you.
Yeah. Nice. All right.
What about you, Tricia?
I'll say do show up, like, on time. There is no fashionably late when it's your show. You know, I'm always late for everything, so I've had to learn, like, when it comes to my business, I'm on time. A good don't is, man, Rich, you took mine. I'm sorry. Never assume that they're into you like that. You got to get them. You got to grab their attention. But since you took that,
sorry, man.
don't trip. Don't fall on your face. Don't do too much.
Don't fall on your face.
You know, if you're gonna dance and sing at the same time, maybe just sing. You know, but perform with your face. Perform with your, you know, your expressions and stuff like that. I see too many people, like, you know, trying to do too much. So
nice.
That wraps it up. We're gonna do do's and don'ts, you know, every week, help people out. And we're going to cut to a break real quick, and then we'll get some callers. I think we got maybe some callers on the line.
Great.
Frank Orozco is the founder of the unique tequila event, Agave 52. He and his team have more than 25 years of combined experience in the wine, food, travel, fashion, and nightlife industries throughout California. The main goal of Agave 52 is to bring the next generation of tequila drinkers together with the experienced tequila enthusiasts in a stylish, urban atmosphere while educating them on the many different complexities of premium tequilas. This concept, along with an abundant selection of ultra-premium tequila choices, makes for an event you will not want to miss. To find out about the next Agave 52 event in your area, go to agave52.com. That's agave52.com.
Well, folks, thanks again for being on the show, and this has been absolutely fantastic. We did have a few callers on hold, but it looks like most of them dropped off during the show. So we have another treat for you. Instead of that, actually, we're actually going to play one of Tricia's songs to end out the show. So Tricia, you want to help us get wrapped up, and then let's hear some of you.
All right, sounds good. So thanks for joining us today. We had big thank you to Rezzy Stevens for talking to us about some music industry things, Cruzmatic and what's going on with that. There's three Russos. The Easy Way also works with 10 nonprofits too. So, you know, let's keep giving back and, you know, make sure we all give back in this whole thing. We talked about fashion notes with Skip Paz. We got music, we had branding, you know, of a music artist. And we had do's and don'ts, which we're going to do every week. We'll have a special guest on next week, and we're going to talk about more music news, and, you know, we'll have a beat-making segment. So that wraps it up for today. Thanks.
It was a really, really great show. And, again, you guys tune in again next week on Thursday at 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, and please make sure to friend us on Facebook at facebook.com/Life is a Melody, and now let's hear one of your tunes, Tricia.
All right. Make sure, you know, our fans hit us up on our Life is a Melody page on Facebook. I want to talk to you. I want you to, you know, write to us and comment and everything. Life as a Melody, facebook.com/LIFEASAMELODY. All right.
Thanks for listening to Life as a Melody with Patricia Danielli and Rich Greenwood. Life as a Melody is meant to be played and played loud. The rhythm of life is more harmonious when we tune into what we are all after together. See you next week.